Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, bringing you the most recent highlights in the Australian insurance industry on behalf of Financial Services Online. Kicking off, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has given us a decision to reflect on from an incident that took place in late 2022. In a matter that challenged assumptions about what constitutes reckless driving, the authority ruled in favor of a driver involved in a sand dune accident. The beachside incident featured a 2021 Dodge Ram, two passengers, and a dune causing a vehicle rollover, with testimonies flinging between the police's claim of 80 kilometers per hour and the expert-backed claim of 60 kilometers per hour. It seemed no end was in sight. But in a surprising turn of events, the authority conceded to the argument of an unforeseen circumstance and accidental nature of the ordeal, culminating in compensation for the driver's losses. Next, we turn our attention to Muswell Brook, New South Wales, where recent earthquakes have sent insurance companies scrambling. A staggering estimate of over 600 insurance claims followed the quakes, and local leaders have voiced concern over the high number of rejections. Furthermore, a troubling pattern mirrors past quake experiences in Victoria. Questions of pre-existing damage and suspect links to nearby coal mining only muddy the waters. Industry insiders and consumers alike watch with bated breath as the Insurance Council of Australia assures meticulous handling of claims, while the resolution could greatly impact public confidence and shape future responses to natural disasters. In regulatory news, the Insurance Council of Australia is raising red flags about potential challenges arising from a new fragmented regulatory approach in the industry. With AI and automated decision-making taking center stage, the Council has voiced concerns about shortcomings of regulatory reforms that could lead to increased compliance burdens and industry-wide confusion. They're recommending a 12-month transition period for new privacy provisions, warning against premature introduction of AI details in privacy policies. It's an especially crucial time as the insurance industry commits to protecting the private data of millions of Australians. Lastly, a recent study by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority has highlighted the significant impact of climate change on insurance underwriting practices. This study, which involved a whopping 149 participants, underscores that climate risk is more real than ever among insurers, bankers, and superannuation providers. With uncertain policy pricing and exclusions looming, APRA emphasizes strategic risk management to meet the rising expectations of stakeholders. There's a pressing need for innovation in the industry, leveraging data analytics to grapple with climate challenges and ensure sustainable practices. That's a wrap for this week's industry highlights. For more information, do visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, I'm Paige Estritori, staying on top of the stories that matter most to you.